This Saturday I'm going to be trained. Yes, I'm going to be trained as a facilitator. Now, that is particularly worth talking about for, from my point of view, for one reason, and you might be interested in it, is I am a very trained facilitator already. In fact, I spent many years working as a facilitator in a corporate environment, and also training other people as facilitators. So you might think that, oh, look, you know, or I might think even, you know, look, Paul, you've had all this training as a facilitator. What more training could you possibly need or get or whatever? But the truth is I need a lot more for what I'm going to be doing and to help me do what I'm doing already. In other words, I'm being trained not just as a general facilitator, but I'm being trained to facilitate groups that are, the purpose of the group is to help individuals in the group with their mental health. So I'm being trained to facilitate a self-help group of people who are getting together in order to help each other with their mental health. And the background noise is me rushing around the kitchen trying to get myself ready. And trying to squeeze in a bit of multitasking of talking to you at the same time. So the point about this is really is that I have a lot of experience, so I have a collection of skills, right, in one area, right? Well, no, I have a collection of skills that are generic, right? I'm capable of doing active listening. I'm capable of building rapport. I'm capable of contracting. I'm capable of, you know, helping people to do all of these things, to agree what the purpose of the meeting is, to be clear what they're, to help people to express what they would find helpful, help people to respect each other, you know, contribute to keeping the flow going in such a way, and also, you know, dealing with challenging and even confrontational behavior, right? So therefore, I have generic skills in those areas. I'm not trying to say I'm a master or anything like that. What I'm trying to say is that I have practiced that. I have been trained by really great, great people. I have learned so much from the act of doing it, facilitating, the act of teaching it as well, which is, you know, as you probably know already or think already, you know, that's the supreme place of learning. Try to teach somebody something and you're going to learn it yourself. But this is different. Aware Ireland is the organisation. It's set up for a long time and it's in Ireland, and it's dedicated to helping people with mental health. And it's a health promoting organisation in my mind. That's the way I describe it. I'm not quoting from any literature now, but it's there to help people, including people like me, with our mental health, right? With depression, with anxiety, and with, you know, related forms of mental distress, right? So basically, I am going along to be trained as a facilitator by Aware Ireland. And the point about this is that this is an application of facilitation skills that I'm going to do today. And I don't have half enough training, I feel, I'm a strong one for continuous improvement. You know, facilitating in a context where people are distressed, where people have got mental health on their mind, and have stories to tell about their mental health and benefit from sharing them with other people and finding others who understand them. This is an area that requires immense sensitivity. For the purpose of what I'm going to be doing in future, it requires as much sensitivity as I'm capable of. I don't want to elevate it to being a huge thing, otherwise no one would ever do it. But basically, the idea is that we as volunteers, volunteer facilitators, we're not professionals, we don't have professional skills in relation to this, we give our very best effort to keep a self-help meeting going helpfully for everybody. And that's what I'm going to do today. And I haven't got time to say any more about that because I should really hurry up. But that's just to tell you, Aware Ireland run self-help groups around the country, around Ireland. And people can go to them. We have one regularly in Cork every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock in Cork City Centre. There are others. There's another one in Blackpool in Cork on a Thursday evening. And there's even a self-help aware group takes place in hospital in Cork as well, in the mental health ward of a hospital. So, and there's it's not just for people who are distressed, it's also for supporters of, friends and family of, and supporters of people who are, who are doing their best to help others. All of that. So anyway, look, that's enough of a preamble. I must basically rush and go and learn. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. And do take care of your own mental health. That's the number one priority. Bye-bye.